You guys are 7 days out. Does it? How good does it feel to be on game week finally?
Ooh, get to play some football. I'm tired of hitting Travion every day. So, you know, we get to hit someone else for the first time in a while.
Does the mentality change from what you've kind of established in fall camp now that it's game week? I mean, does it go about it the same way?
No. How we prepare is how we do every day. So that's how we're going to go about our business this year.
What have you learned the most? I know Jimbo's trying to establish his own culture, but yeah. You players, what have you guys learned the most about yourselves during this stretch?
That we can actually be consistent, like that we can actually do this, that we can actually, you know, do all the little things right, that we can actually be a really good team, a great team.
Were you surprised to see the stuff that came out the other day from Santino about the program?
We can't talk about that.
You know, what was your reaction like whenever? What was the team's reaction like when y'all saw that stuff that came out?
We're not worried about that right now. We're just playing football. We're 7 days away from the game. We're ready to play some football.
How do you feel about the culture here? Are you comfortable with it?
Oh, I love the culture here. Coach Fisher has changed the culture around, and it's a lot more business-like, and I love it.
What does that mean? It's a lot more business-like. What are some examples of it being that way?
So just taking care of your body and going about the game as a pro. You know, doing all the little stuff right, doing all the treatments, and doing all the stuff that you can do to be great.
During the scrimmages, have you got an idea of how good your defense can be? I mean, you stopping the offense, they get to you guys. I mean, what's that competition been like?
Well, the competition has been like beautiful. I mean, it's been hard nosed SEC football. I mean, defensive line and offensive line, they're going at it every day. So I think the defense is we're gonna be pretty good.
What percentage of 4-2-5 do you think y'all are gonna be in this year?
Coach Elko, I don't know. He likes to switch it up a lot. He's very smart, so he's gonna game plan that, and I probably know week by week of what we're gonna do.
Does it help having, you know, Chavis, that was his base? It seems like Elko, that's been his base in the past. Does it help to stay in the same scheme when you're switching coordinators to make that transition a little easier?
Just the terminology has been different, you know, so that's about it.
You feel you're going to start at the weak side?
I start wherever Coach Elko tells me to be at, start out of the game.
Are you playing two linebacker spots or three? Right
in practice. I'm not really for sure. I'm playing all of them, but I'm not really for sure, you know, what Coach Elko's going to throw me at.
Are Will and Mike pretty interchangeable on Coach Elko's defense?
Yeah, I would say so.
You're still making the calls?
Yes, sir. Well, it's just a lot of stuff that's going on our defense. You know, Ataro makes some, and, you know, Donovan and Derek Tucker, you know, they all make some stuff. So, you know,
I said. Too much to call for one guy?
Nah. Yeah, it is.
Takes all of them.
Yeah.
You've been around here for a lot of big games. Does there seem like there's maybe a little bit more buzz for this one than maybe there has been in one you've played in the past?
For this one as in
Northwestern State for the first game?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, everyone wants to see what Coach Fisher has brought to the table, and we're about to show everyone what he has brought to the table.
Is it kind of a lesson learned type of thing, too? I mean, last year, Nichols, obviously, in the Southland Conference, just like these guys are, you know, FCS level, they hung around with you guys for a while. Is that a lesson learned, like, hey, we can't take anybody lightly?
I mean, it's football. I mean, we're just going to go out there and just play, you know. Just, you know, sometimes, you know, scores are closer, but at the end of the day, we are going to win. So,
I hear Coach Fisher's on the way, so get your questions in quick.
When Coach Fisher talks to y'all, what is the main thing he likes to repeat over and over that you can hear in your sleep?
See a lot, see nothing, see little, see a lot.
See a lot, see nothing, see little.
See a lot.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Just keep the main thing. Just be where your feet are.
You guys are running a little thin at linebacker right now. What are you seeing out of the guys that are filling some voids where Anthony and OKK were?
A lot of guys are just coming in, you know, are being very coachable right now, you know. A lot of guys are just willing to learn and just willing to be coached right now. So it's going really good.
What are you seeing out of Larry Pryor this fall camp in that nickel spot?
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing the same Larry Pryor that y'all saw Ole Miss game and Arkansas game and all in every game he has played in, you know. same old good Larry Pryor that, you know, is smart and, you know, has really good ball skills.
Jimbo said Tyree Johnson in certain packages could also play standing up. What have you seen from Tyree's
part? Oh, he's fast. I didn't know he was that fast until I've been watching film on him. I was like, how do you, you know, I've been trying to learn some pass rush and stuff from him, but he's been teaching me a little bit. That's, you know, young buck teaching me some stuff. So, yeah, it's been fun.
What's it been like having Donovan Wilson back on the field?
Oh, I love it. I love it. He's, you know, he's the energy is up all the time. The energy never dies down when Donovan is in there. So that's what we missed, and I can't wait to play.
How strong a leader is he get on Saturdays in practice?
Oh, he doesn't change. He's the same leader every day on upstairs in the cafeteria, down here. I mean, anywhere we are, he's the same dude.
You guys are playing on a Thursday. How does that change y'all, especially with potentially having class that day? I mean, I know you might be excused from that, though.
Yeah, I don't know our schedule yet. Coach Fisher's going to, you know, send us our schedules, I guess, this weekend. We'll have an off day, I think, tomorrow, Friday. I don't know, but he's going to send us our schedules, and I know then.
You think you'd get a class on Friday after the game?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to keep the GPA up. I mean, my parents would kill me.
Do y'all tell whoever's scheduling at some point once you get an upperclassman, like, hey, can you stop scheduling Friday classes? How does that?
No, Aggie's gonna go be Aggie. You know, we're gonna stick with it. You know, we signed up to come here, and we're gonna go to class, and we're gonna do the right things.
I think Brad's trying to grab you. So.
Because they don't have class on Thursday.
All right. Yeah.
I got you, Greg.